As part of our tricentennial reading list, I wanted to talk about some great books about Afro-American culture and its preservation and continuation. I couldn't think of any better person to talk with than Freddie Evans, who's written such great books about Congo Square. Congo Square, African Roots in New Orleans, Come Sunday, A Young Reader's History of Congo Square. Freddie, that's a part of our city that you've really made your own, isn't it?
I have focused on it quite a bit, and rightly so, and it's very important to the city, but also very important to me. I would like to mention one book that was really influential, and that is Africans in Colonial Louisiana by Gwendolyn Miller Hall. So that book just really gave me a lot of courage, a lot of background, a lot of information to just say, you know, we have so much to work with, so much data, because we know the ships that were brought here, the locations from which they were brought, the people then who were brought here. And she went even further to create the Louisiana Slave Database.
She's an extraordinary woman, isn't she?
Yes. So I just wanted to mention her book first and foremost. But there are others, too. One, again, that's most recent is Slavery's Metropolis by Rashana Johnson. She's from New Orleans, as a matter of fact, no longer here, but comes back quite often. I must mention also Jerry Johnson's first book, you know, the pivotal book on Congo Square, which was an article, but then turned into a booklet, which is Congo Square, New Orleans. It was very helpful, very valuable, and important in our study of Congo Square.
I remember one morning, I remember well. I said, could you feel like John? I remember one morning, I remember well. They had two spy boys running and they had a big queen raising hell.
Talk a little bit about Mardi Gras Indians for us. And some of those books, I think of Michael Smith's Mardi Gras Indians book, that great picture book, and Ronald Lewis's The House of Dance and Feathers.
Yes.
And one of the best books about Indians and that whole tradition is a wonderful new book, and it's Fire in the Hole, the Spirit Work of Fayayai and the Mandingo Warriors.
Exactly.
Isn't
totally.
It great?
Beautiful photographs as well as content. Yes.
And that's by Victor Harris and Rachel Brenlin and Jeffrey Aaron Reich. He's a great photographer,
isn't
he?
Yes,
I found that book so inspiring. There's a photograph in there where you see Victor putting on his suit and you can almost see that moment.
Right. And, you know, I think it's important to have that history because he's one of two living big chiefs who have suited for over 50 years, who made suits 50 years continuously. So just that legend alone, you know, the legacy alone is so important to document and have available for people.
In more recent times, we've gotten this great rebirth of interest in the baby dolls.
Yes.
Which I think has been a joyful, joyful thing. Kim Vaz DeVille's The Baby Dolls, Breaking the Race and Gender Barriers of the New Orleans Mardi Gras Tradition. That was really a landmark book, wasn't it?
And it influenced so many people. It revised the tradition of, of the baby doll tradition, I should say. And we see it now so prevalent in parades, Mardi Gras parades, and just in at carnival time. So that book and her research really did a lot for that tradition, that part of the tradition.
And we saw the baby dolls come out en masse after the loss of T. Eva, which was such a moving thing to see. And then Kim added to this wonderful book called Walking Ratty, The Baby Dolls of New Orleans, about that rebirth.
Yes.
And the art and all the things that the baby dolls inspired.
There's so much to write about that has not really been developed as much as should be, in print, that is. So, yeah, I really am happy when I see people venture off and develop something that's fresh and new.
We've been talking with independent scholar Freddie Evans, author of Congo Square, African Roots in New Orleans, and Congo Square, A Young Reader's History, about books about African-American culture and tradition in New Orleans for the Tricentennial Reading List. The Reading Life Tricentennial Reading List is sponsored by the Hellas Foundation, the John Burton Harder Trust, and the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities. For the ever-growing Tricentennial Reading List and other episodes, check out WWNO.org.